In the United States, there are over 70,000 dams, with 15 of them being on the main stem of the Colorado River, and hundreds more on the tributaries. Now, some might think that that is too many, and there are those that believe it is necessary to construct more. As of now, it seems that building more is the way states are choosing to go to prepare themselves for shortages and droughts. Dams have been constructed for the purposes of flood control, hydropower, and the provision and storage of water. Even though these are all great advantages of dams, there are negative effects. Dams disrupt biological, chemical, and physical properties of rivers and ecosystems. They also affect fishermen like Cole, who has been fly fishing his whole life and is a member of the University of Colorado Boulder's Fly Fishing Club.
The fishermen have to, you know, acknowledge that the dams are there, but I think that in the big retrospect of things, I think dams are really evasive to fish. Because a lot of fish will like to spawn. They like to go upstream to like reproduce and stuff like that. And having a dam is like a physical barrier that they can't get up the stream to reproduce. So I know in a lot of places that have like native fish species that are only like found in that area, they have trouble reaching to the spots they need to go to spawn, such as Truckee, California. There's a trout species called the Lahontan cutthroat trout, and it goes from a lake, and it likes to run up the river and spawn upstream into like the Lake Tahoe Lake. And by having a dam there's no dam, but if there was a dam, those fish would not be able to get to their spot, and as a result that they would not be able to reproduce the right way, and the fish population would die.